Good evening. The Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being here this evening as we meditate and ponder the crucifixion of our Lord. This year, the order of service, of course, is printed before you, and we're doing exactly the same thing we did last year. It's going to be the service of Tenebrae, which essentially means that we progressively get darker as we move through the service. We're going to have a series of readings, silent meditation after each reading, a hymn verse, and then a prayer. And that's kind of how it will go. There'll be seven sections of that as we consider our Lord's passion this evening. We'll start our service off this evening with the ringing of the chimes. They'll be rung 40 times. So I invite you just to sit silently and once again just meditate and ponder what Christ's crucifixion means to you. Please stand. Thus says the Lord, what have I done to you, O my people, and wherein have I offended you? Answer me, for I have raised you up out of the prison house of sin and death, and you have delivered up your Redeemer to be scourged. For I have redeemed you from the house of bondage, and you have nailed your Savior to the cross, O my people. Holy Lord God, holy and mighty God, holy and most merciful Redeemer, God eternal, leave us not to bitter death. O Lord, have mercy.
Sacrifice faith sees, believes, God will provide the Lamb of Christ. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne.
Thus says the Lord, what have I done to you, O my people, And wherein have I offended you? Answer me. For I have conquered all your foes, and you have given me over and delivered me to those who persecute me. For I have fed you with my word and refreshed you with living water, and you have given me gall and vinegar to drink, O my people. Holy Lord God, holy and mighty God, holy and most merciful Redeemer, God eternal, allow us not to lose hope in the face of death and hell. O Lord, have mercy.
The Lamb, as wayward sheep their shepherd kill, so still His will on our behalf the law to fill. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me His own. The Lamb is reigning on His throne.
Right up in the front, turn and face everybody. Thus says the Lord, what have I done to you, O my people? And wherein have I offended you? Answer me. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? My people, is this how you thank your God, O my people? Holy Lord God, holy and mighty God, holy and most merciful Redeemer, God eternal, keep us steadfast in the true faith. O Lord, have mercy.
He sighs, He dies, He takes my sin and wretchedness. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me His own. The Lamb is reigning on His throne.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, on this most solemn occasion, we ask You to look on us with compassion. We confess our many sins to You and ask You to forgive us for Jesus' sake, even as He also intercedes for us from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We are ashamed of our past lawlessness, and we realize that we deserve nothing but punishment. According to Your mercy, forgive us, as You did the repentant thief who died with Your Son. Speak to our hearts with the words Your dear Son spoke to Him. I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Provide, O Lord, for our earthly needs, as even in your most bitter agony, you provided for your dear mother. Dear woman, here is your son. We thank and praise you, dear Savior, that you suffered hell for us in our place. Now we need never fear the separation from God that you had to suffer. My God, why have you forsaken me? Send, we pray, the Holy Spirit into our hearts to strengthen our faith. Grant to us a longing and a thirst for your words of life. I am thirsty. Grant that we never try to do for ourselves what only your Son could do for us. We acknowledge that our salvation is complete in Jesus' suffering and death, and that our own work can earn us nothing. The debt has been paid in full. It is finished. Finally, dear Father, take us from this day forward and make us your own in all things. We are your servants. With our dying breath, may we pray as did your Son. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this, your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willingly betrayed, to be given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death on the cross, who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please have a seat. We join now together in singing hymn number 109, verses 1 through 4. Spirit me endow for such meditation. Grant that I in love and faith cherish of your suffering, pain, and death, that I may not perish. Make me see your great distress, anguish and affliction, bonds and stripes and wretchedness, and your crucifixion. Make me see how scourge and rod, spear and nail did wound you. How you died for those, O God, who with thorns had crowned you. Yet, O Lord, not thus alone, make me see your passion.
what it cost to me make known, and its termination. For I also and my sin brought you deep affliction. This the shameful cause has been of your crucifixion. Grant that I your passion view with repentant grieving. Let me not bring shame to you by unholy living. How could I refuse to shun every sinful pleasure, since for me God's only Son suffered without measure.
The Nail of Betrayal, a reading from St. John, the 18th verse, verses 1 through 11. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the high priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with him. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?"
Let us pray. Lord God, help us to consider how we betray others, how we sometimes can abandon them in their times of need, how we think of ourselves. Our acts of betrayal and hurt create walls between us and others. Not only that, they too create walls between us and you. Help us to look to Jesus on the cross and there see that his hands took the nail of betrayal for our sake. He was betrayed for our sake, but the nails in his hands we are spared, forgiven, restored, and set free to live. In him we can find forgiveness and restoration. Amen.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
The nail of denial. A reading from John chapter 18, verses 12 through 18 and 25 through 27. Then the detachment of soldiers with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jewish leaders that it would be good if one man died for the people. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the servant girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. "You aren't one of this man's disciples too, are you?" she asked Peter. He replied, "I am not." It was cold, and the servants and officials stood around a fire they had made to keep warm. Peter also was standing with them, warming himself. Meanwhile, Simon Peter was still standing there, warming himself. So they asked him, "You aren't one of his disciples too, are you?" He denied it, saying, "I am not." One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him, "Didn't I see you with him in the garden?" Again, Peter denied it, and at that moment, a rooster began to crow. Let us pray. Lord God, on a night like tonight, help us to reflect and remember that it was because of denial that your Son was led to the cross to endure pain and suffering, nails and a crown, all of which he didn't deserve. Lord, still today, we so often deny him. In a world of hustle and bustle, help us to carve out sacred space for you. In a world of so many possibilities, help us to never deny you, but boldly proclaim your good news. Good news that says you will never deny us, but forever be our shepherd and redeemer. Jesus' hands took the nail of denial for our sake, and by his blood we are healed. We are your children. Amen. Amen.
up the road alone. Were you there when he walked the road alone? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when he walked the road alone?
The Nail of Pride, a reading taken from St. John's Chapter 18, verses 19 through 24. Meanwhile, the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. "I've spoken openly to the world," Jesus replied. "I always taught in synagogues or at the temple where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret. Why question me? Ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I said." When Jesus said this, one of the officials nearby slapped him in the face. "Is this the way you answer the high priest?" he demanded. "If I said something wrong," Jesus replied, "testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me?" Then Ananias sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest.
We pray. O Lord, help us this night to ponder the humblest servant of all, your Son, our Savior Jesus. He, being true God and true man, humbled himself even to death on the cross. We realize that it is our own selfish pride that put him there. It was just as if we ourselves were there nailing the nails into his hands. We confess our pride today and realize that pride puffs us up and not you. Pride puts us before others. Help us this day to be your humble servants, just as your Son humbly gave of his hands and his heart for us. Amen.
Amen.
Were you there when they struck the Son of God? Were you there when they struck the Son of God? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they struck the Son of God?
The Nail of Power. A reading from John chapter 18, verse 28 through chapter 19, verse 16. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanliness, they did not enter the palace because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourself and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now, my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king, then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of the truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they slapped him in the face. Once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid. And he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free. But the Jewish leaders kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the stone pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews, but they shouted, take him away, crucify him." "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priest answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. We pray. Good and gracious God, so often we can easily let power ruin our lives. Anything that appears weak is considered foolishness. So easily we can trust in our own power over you. And yet when we look to the cross, when we look to your Son, there we see the greatest power the world has ever known. And it's masked in apparent weakness. True power comes from you. And it's in your power that we live and have our being. Help us to trust in you more than worldly wisdom. Help us to trust in you more than ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
The Nail of Cruelty, a reading from John chapter 19, verses 17 through 30. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to this disciple, "Here's your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home, later knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled. Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
We pray. Good God, you have given us your Son indeed, and he put us before himself even when he knew it was going to hurt. He put those who spoke ill and treated him cruelly in his time of need before himself, even as he hung on the cross. You call us to love as you have loved us, and yet today how we can drive nails into his hands on the cross as we sometimes act cruelly towards others. We lay those sins before you and ask your forgiveness. While we might act in cruelty, you act in love. Thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for finishing what we could never finish on our own. Amen.
Amen.
Were you there when they killed the Son of God? Were you there? Son of God, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they killed the Son of God?
The nail of despair. Reading from John chapter 19, verse 31 through 42. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, for an outsider, the cross might look like the most desperate of situations. But you tell the opposite. The cross is hope and certainty in an otherwise hopeless and desperate world. So much of our lives can lead us to feelings of despair. Help us this day to look to you. Help us to trust you in all circumstances. Help us to see not the cross as a desperate situation and Jesus' rest in the tomb as the end, but just the beginning of life. While so many of life's circumstances can lead to feelings of despair, when we look to you, we can see hope restored. And we can see that you are able to make all things new. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hid their faces, he was despised and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Almighty God, we ask you to look with mercy on your family from whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and to be given over to the hands of sinners to suffer on the cross. For salvation is found in him and in him alone. It is finished.
Thank you.